Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That number again, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Everything from video games to Ron Paul coming up. First, let's go to the phones to talk to Adam in Seattle. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, yesterday you had a call from Bill in Oklahoma who warned that the government could shut down any website it wanted because it could influence ICANN, the monopoly registrar of domain names.
And it is located in the United States.
Yes, yes. What he apparently doesn't know, what most people don't know, is that there is an alternative namespace on the Internet.
Really?
And yes, yes. And if you understand that the domain name system works kind of like the telephone directory information, where if you have a name, you can get the number.
Right.
So instead of making a phone call, your computer does it automatically for you in a fraction of a second. And your Internet service provider provides this domain name service included in your monthly fee. And your computer just automatically knows where to connect and where to get the number. But you can tell your computer to use any domain name server you want. And in fact, there is a company called Namespace that registers, they register top-level domains. Any top-level domain you want.
No, top-level domain is like a .com or a .cc or a .uk.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you'll notice that, like most things provided by the government, the selection is very limited. We have .com, .net, .org, a few others, but it's not. There's not a really good reason why there's not more of these.
Okay.
And so this company has got, right now they've got over 500 top-level domains, like dot magazine and dot media and dot radio.
Now, are those top level domains propagating to all of the internet service providers in the world, or
nope,
only some people able to access them?
Right, you can only access these if you tell your computer to. So it's
this
kind
sounds
of
difficult.
Like,
is
oh, it's
difficult?
Very difficult, and they've been around for about 12 years, and it's definitely not catching on. It's kind of like an underground thing that you have to know about. And at first I would say it was like an alternate internet space.
So you're saying that while the government certainly can, while Bill was correct that the government certainly can influence ICANN and certainly can twist its arm and make it do things, it's not necessarily going to shut down the underground. It will certainly stop your average user from accessing any given website that the government wants to shut down, but those who know what they're doing would still be able to get around that.
Exactly, and he said something. He said the Internet has an illusion of freeness, but really it's not that free. Well, actually it is very free. In fact, anybody who wants to could set up one of these alternative name servers, and you could have .coms that have no correlation at all with the regular .coms.
So somebody could have a different freetalklive.com if they knew how to set up the system and access it.
Yeah, and anybody who knew about them could configure their computer to look to them as the authority rather than to ICANN.
So basically, if in theory, then, since this is sort of like a geeky thing that only really the tech geeks can really do, are you suggesting that, let's say, for instance, in a more totalitarian future, the government decides to seize control of ICANN entirely and, decides to outlaw all pornographic websites or something absurd and awful like that? You're suggesting that perhaps then maybe the Internet service providers of America could then say, well, you know what, let's not use ICANN anymore to get our domain name registrations or to access that that digital phone book, if you will. Let's go to this European ICANN or the Australian ICANN or something else. They could technically just switch away and ICANN would be useless at that point, right?
The ISPs could do that, or individual computer users could do it.
which they don't know how to do. So it would really be up to the ISPs to sort of together make that that decision. So the government, they have some control, but not as much as you might think they do. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Mark, are you confused on any of that? Did we bring it down to your level?
I didn't really understand how one would go about configuring
I don't understand how you do that.
To see an alternate freetalklive.com.
We didn't explain how to do that, so okay. You shouldn't understand that because I don't understand how to do that.
Does that mean, I guess, so somebody can set up an alternate system that references dot
call it a
anything.
Digital phone book, because when you go to your web browser's little location bar and you type in freetalklive.com and press enter, your computer talks to your internet service provider. Maybe they're Comcast or AT&T or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
It talks to the service provider and says, okay, I want to go here, freetalklive.com. How do you get me there? And then it looks up some information, and it's what they call the DNS, the domain name service, and it comes back with a number, a several-digit long number, 123.576.whatever. I mean, that's actually not even a number it could have because it goes up to 255, and that's the maximum. But it comes back with this phone number, this internet phone number, if you will, mm-hmm. and it dials it up and brings up Free Talk Live's website. So what he's saying is that all that would have to happen is you wouldn't have to change anything on your computer. Your ISP could decide, you know what, we don't want to go with ICANN anymore, this sort of accepted authority of internet domain names, this accepted the phone book, if you will, of internet domain names. Let's go to this alternate phone book over here, and they can just change things around. So your service provider can use whatever phone book they choose to use.
I guess
most of them choose ICANN.
My question is, can my server use both phone books at the same time?
I don't think that would work.
Okay.
I don't know how that would work. I don't think that would work.
I'm just wondering. He said you could use dot anything, so I could have Mark dot magazine.
You could.
Would everyone's computer go to Mark dot magazine if they type that in? Would they go to my site, or would they have to be configured for this
alternate situation?
Lonely little phone book you're talking about.
The geek phone book.
Yeah,
they would have to be configured for that.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. I just wanted to make sure you got it, because if Mark gets it, then you're probably getting it as you're listening. Julia, confused?
Not really.
Okay. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kevin in Washington, D.C. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, Kevin?
I'm okay with the whole free market thing. I just have a question on, like, child protective services, because I agree that no one has the right to take your child from you,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like somebody should be empowered to if the child's being mistreated. So how would the free market handle that?
It's an excellent question. I would suggest that basically what child protective services does, and there are so many nightmare stories, I'm sure you've heard of them, about CPS or DCP or whatever the hell they're called in your local state, coming to somebody's house on just an allegation by a neighbor, for instance, maybe a busybody neighbor that doesn't like you, alleging that you're beating your kids. They come in there, they ransack your place, they take your kids away from you. So we already know that the way the government handles these situations is awful. It destroys families. And it usually doesn't even require much of any, if any, evidence. So,
there's no way to refute it, which is like the biggest problem.
The government system is full of problems. But basically, what you have to look at is what you're asking the government to do is to kidnap people's children, right? I mean, you have seen some kids next door. They live in next door to you. They're being beaten by their parents. You think it's awful. So you call the government. You say, these kids are being beaten. Please come and help them. And the government comes, and they snatch the kids away from those parents. In the marketplace, if you saw kids being beaten by their parents, then it would be up to you to either go and kidnap them yourself and rescue them, and then you'll probably be taken to court by the parents, in which case hopefully you'll have some evidence to prove that these parents are indeed beating their kids. Because if you don't have evidence, then you're just a regular old kidnapper. Or you could hire somebody. So, for instance, Mark's Kidnapping Service or Child Rescue Service. We'll call it that.
Why does it have to be Mark's?
Mark's Child Rescue Service. You call them up because you don't want to do the dirty work. That's why the government's around. But in this case, you would call up some sort of organization that you would hire, and they would come and kidnap the kid for you. Does that make sense?
I suppose so. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, let's talk about what it really is. That's what the government's doing. It's taking people's children from them.
There's nothing but sad. A lot of sad stories around HRS and those kind of organization.
Do some parents do terrible things to their kids? Yeah, they sure do.
I'm not so sure about the random citizen taking on kidnapping onto their own shoulders. But
I wouldn't do it, but if you want to, well, okay, let's talk about that. Come on, it's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listeners, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. mind, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website, we give them away. So enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something new to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like a will or a living trust, a corporation, or a limited liability company. In minutes, LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
So anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about the idea of, well, how would we protect kids from awful parents in a free market situation where the government, DCS or DHS or whatever the heck their names are, they changes by state, but the Department of Children and Families.
Protective Services.
Or Child Protective Services or whatever it's called in your local state. What if they weren't around? What about the children? Well, I can understand people's concern, but it seems to me that we should be a little bit more concerned about how CPS and DCF handle things.
Now, you're talking in this theoretical free market universe that you have,
yeah.
Right? This isn't just if DCF went away. This is if all of the government everywhere went away.
That's
we
correct.
Could still get rid of DCF, and people could report to the police when children were being beaten. You know, that we don't have to have this entire department that seems to, you know, relish going in people's homes and separating their families.
Right. That would be a nice little interim step. But, you know, in the absence of any sort of government enforcement apparatus, then you would have to handle things on your own. And you'd have to probably hire somebody to go. If you didn't want to do the dirty work yourself, you'd have to hire somebody to go and take some kids away from what you thought was a violent or dangerous home for them to live in. Now, the parents might disagree with you. The parents, in that particular case, would be able to take you to some sort of arbitration court, and you'd have to make the case. And, of course, in a more free market situation, I think that we would all understand that kids should be the decision of young people should be respected far more than it is today, in my opinion. For instance, if a young child, let's just use 13-year-old or 12-year-old or something like that, is being beaten by his parents, he or she is probably pretty cognizant of the fact that daddy is beating the crap out of him on, you know, every so often. Wouldn't you say if you were 12 years old, you'd know that your parents were beating you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you probably would know you didn't like it. And if someone asked you in a arbitration situation, Julia, do you want to go back home to your parents? You'd be able to testify, right?
Right.
Cognizant, you're able to make decisions for yourself at that age. And so what you're dealing with is a situation where young people could actually say, no, I don't want to go back to that house. No, my parents were trapping me there. No, they were torturing me. No, they were doing awful things. Case closed. Now, if you say, on the other hand, that some weird guy came and plucked you away from your home saying, don't worry, we'll take care of you, we know you're being beaten, and you told them, no, I wasn't being beaten, then they probably let you out of their car right then because they wouldn't want to go to arbitration and have you testify against them.
When you're talking about abuse cases, these aren't the easiest things in the world. They're not. They're just not. But at the same time, There are a lot of problems with the DHS organizations.
Right.
I mean, how many stories have we read here on the air where a child's been taken from their family, put in a foster home, raped, and, it was just a big mistake.
Yeah,
sorry.
If it was bad in their original home, it's worse in the foster home.
Right. A child gets taken away from the home because there's a Rottweiler in the house, and the DHS person doesn't like Rottweilers and calls it abuse, and then this is an actual story.
Right.
I think there were two Rottweilers in the house, and they took the kids away from the family, and the little boy got raped in foster care. Is this a good thing? No. This is a very broken system.
They put children in foster care when they take them away?
Where else are they going to put them? Of course they put them in foster care.
I just can't imagine that government foster care is that good.
It's not. It's people that are getting paid a government welfare check to take care of kids, and they usually end up starving them and locking them in rooms.
And it's very difficult to adopt. Government makes it very difficult to adopt children in addition to this. So children that have no homes, it's not easy for them to find new homes or...
And what happens if you are a good parent and the Department of Children and Families comes and, you know, you've been snitched on by your neighbor for whatever, smoking marijuana or having Rottweilers or whatever the allegation is, and the government comes and takes your kids, how easy is it to get them back?
Very difficult. Once the bureaucracy starts rolling...
Years.
Well, I think that you can get them back more quickly than that, but not always.
If you get your kids back, that's usually it and all. There's never a settlement that comes along with it. They don't give you your kids back and give you $5 million for not being able to see your children every single day of your life for 5 years or however long it took you.
No, they don't even say sorry.
There's no sort of compensation or anything like that. And you probably had to spend quite a bit of money on a lawyer in order to go to court in order to argue to get your kids back. So who knows how much time, effort, and money these poor parents who are being targeted wrongfully by the D.C. Department of Children and Families are spending in order to just try to get their kids back. If you're dealing with a situation where it's just another individual or some, you know, child rescue charity that you're dealing with, then you're on an equal footing. You're not dealing with this mega bureaucracy that has the deepest pockets you can imagine to continue to fight you on into your future. You're just up against another person making a claim on the same level that you are. And the arbitrator is going to make a decision there. And whatever the arbitrator decides, the loser is going to have to pay. So if you are indeed somebody who wants to make it your life's mission to rescue kids from what you consider to be awful situations, you better damn well make sure you get your facts straight before you go out and take somebody's kid from them, which the DCF doesn't have to do.
No,
doesn't matter. They can just go on a total rumor. Just on a rumor, they can come take your kids away from you, and then you have to prove that you're a good enough parent in order to get them back to whatever the silly rules and requirements are that the government might have in order for you to make that, to prove that to their satisfaction.
And so, all of this does not prevent children from being beaten anyway.
No.
Tons of children are mistreated. The government doesn't stop that.
Exactly right.
They help a few people, hurt a whole bunch of people, and still children are beaten and abused despite the fact that they exist.
So, I would like to think, call me positive, call me an optimist. I would like to think that the Department of Children and Family Services actually helps more children than it hurts.
I would like to believe that.
I know you don't. You believe that the government's entirely bad and that everybody in it is either.
I've never heard one good story about those bureaucrats.
That's because you wouldn't hear good stories. You know, those aren't the sort of things that get told. But I would like to believe that they do more good than bad. But you know, I'm not really interested in a department that helps six people for every four families it destroys.
Yeah, no thanks.
Whatever we've got going on there is really, really broken.
In addition, we're all paying for it. In addition to, you know, that we already know they're doing all this damage to families across the country. We know that much. If they're helping a handful of families, okay, fine. But we know they're doing damage, and we're all culpable because we're funding them with our tax dollars. In a more free market situation, if there was this child rescue, this fantastic concept of the child rescue charity idea, then they would have to get their funds through some sort of voluntary basis. They wouldn't be funded by tax dollars. So there's so many reasons to abolish these bureaucracies. It's incredible. 800-259-9231 if you want to share your thoughts on this and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-507-5750. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-507-5750. 1-800-507-5750. That's 1-800-507-5750.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. We've got the bulletin board system there, over a quarter of a million posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls here and talk to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
What's as far up? As children's rights and a libertarian society is concerned, I mean, in Rothbard's Ethics of Liberty, he pretty much clearly states that they have the right to run away. That's the first thing. They can run away and leave. I mean, the downside for them is that they got to find a means to support themselves, or they got to find somebody who's willing to take them in.
Right, parents. Parents should not own.
Right,
parents should not own their kids. You know,
right.
Parents possess. You know, they have possession over their kids until the kid decides it's time to free himself.
Rothbard describes it as a form of guardianship. It's temporary guardianship, and
right.
It's good for as long as the children say so. And of course, I think most children are going to recognize, hey, I got a free ride for at least 18 years. I'm going to stay home. You know, in most cases.
Of course, they are.
But.
In most cases, it's more than 18 years, too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. But
well said, sir.
I definitely could have left my house at age 16 and supported myself. And I wanted to.
that's how it should be. Kids should not be forced to go into government schools. If they don't want to go to school, they should be able to go get a job if they want to. And
nor should kids be forced to live with parents they don't want to live with. In many cases, if a kid runs away, he or she, we don't know what's going on inside their home much. Many parents that are abusive are very good at hiding it. And so if a kid runs away, in many cases, they're picked up by the police and deposited right back inside the home with the abusive parents.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you have any other thoughts for us?
That pretty much sums it up.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. Now, of course, Mark, I mean, there is a situation in many kids' lives. I know you told me at one point you wanted to run away from your parents, but that was more of a, you know, I'm a brat kind of a runaway. You won't let me have my cookies or whatever it is. I'm going to run away. In that particular case, then you know, obviously that wouldn't be good if they ran away.
Well, I figured it out pretty quickly.
Right. You shouldn't be.
I think I got down the driveway, which was a long driveway.
My issue was not that my parents were not abusive at all. My dad was a jerk verbally, but he never touched me. But in my case, my parents just didn't agree on lifestyles, and they wanted to tell me how to live, and I had no interest in listening to them. My mom actually asked me to leave once. We got in an argument. She told me to leave, and I left. And right when I walked out the door, she didn't think I was going to go, so she started freaking out. And I said, well, you told me to leave. I'm leaving. See you later. And she called the cops on me as soon as I left.
Really?
Now, I'm smarter than, well, I guess at the time, I don't know. The cops did not find me. And I was away for a while. And I eventually came home because I was staying with my friends, and they did not want to get in any legal trouble because the cops were looking for me. And so I went home because I had to. But I could have supported myself. I had a job. I had money saved at 16, and I was pretty responsible for a 16-year-old. Obviously, it was easier to live at my parents' house, but I definitely could have supported myself.
Right, and if your friends if there wasn't this whole legal system around for them to be threatened with, then you might have just stayed out.
I probably would have stayed, actually. But I had to go home. My friends didn't want to get into trouble, and that's just kind of the way things are now. You have to stay at your parents' till you're 18, pretty much.
And as you said, Mark, if you're young enough, you know, 12 years old, obviously it's going to be pretty tough running away from home, in which case you'll probably come home on your own.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the amplifier line and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Good evening, ladies, or gentlemen, and Julia, how are you?
Excellent.
Good. I don't want to talk about kids tonight. I'm in Illinois. We had a little storm here, knocked out our power last night.
Okay.
It was more like a tornado.
Yeah, you're lifting something heavy.
It's going to be a couple of days before we have our power back.
That's no fun.
Last night when I got home, there was trees strewn all over the roadway.
Mm.
So I was out, we were out, my neighbors came out, we were out talking to each other, and we're standing around this one tree.
Don't do that for neighborhoods.
Yeah, we were standing around this one tree that was halfway across the road while some cars were passing by, and a guy from the county came by in one of the trucks with the chippers on the back, and he stops and he looks at us and he goes,
"Need some chipping?
I'll be back sometime," and then he drove off.
Oh, great.
So,
nice.
Really fun. So anyway, we sat around and talked for a little while longer, and then we all decided to move the tree off the road ourselves.
And Keep I told hope.
The guys, and I, yeah, and I told the guys, I said, we can't count on these guys to come back. We got to do all this stuff ourselves.
You're damn right.
And we have been, and the neighborhood's pretty much cleaned up now. Now we're just waiting for the electricity to come back on.
Wow, you mean people can actually handle taking care of themselves without mommy government around?
Kind of, yeah. So
shocking.
We went out last night. Our basement started to flood because of all the rain.
Yikes.
And we went out and found ourselves a generator, bought a generator. So now I got the generator hooked up, and I got the sump pump going, so the basement's dry now. And I hooked up the TV set so we can watch TV.
Got to have the TV. You got to have that. Keeps the kids quiet.
We're watching DVDs because we don't have cable. The cable's out, but we're watching DVDs. And my son... He thought of something interesting. He thinks that maybe Home Depot, where we got the generator, maybe they caused the storm so they could up the generator sales.
Yeah, that's paranoid. He needs to stop listening to Paula.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. But I thought, yeah, well, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe, you know, I don't know how their same-store sales for generators were going, but I know that it was a hard time finding them once that storm came through.
Oh, you're damn right about that. You got to be prepared.
If you want to have power during a storm, you need to go out and get that ahead of time.
You know,
the trick is to have them hooked into your power already so that you have, uninterrupted power.
You know, it sounds like you've got kind of a lightweight situation, though. It's not like everybody is in dire straits. It's just a bit of damage, maybe some down power lines, that sort of thing.
You can live without power.
Right. I mean, this can be kind of a fun time for a family. Get out the old, break out the board games and,
Board games get boring after 3 hours.
Actually, I met a bunch of new neighbors. And,
that's a good
and
thing.
We talked, and I said as I was leaving, I said, it's too bad that you have to go through this kind of adversity to meet your neighbors.
Yeah,
it is too bad.
And people should think about that more often. Maybe just go around and introduce yourselves to neighbors.
Yeah, I don't know. I sort of like that idea, but I feel weird about it because I lived in Florida.
Because he's paranoid and strange, that's
why. Yeah, but I lived in Florida, and that's just not something people did down there. So it's supposed to be different up here.
When I lived in Boise, I'm telling you, I lived on a street where parents knew each other, kids knew each other, and it was just a really connected
But what was it like in Florida?
It wasn't like that.
It was the same way for me in Florida as it is up here. When I see somebody on the street, I go say, hey, I live at such and such so-and-so. What's your name? And then people are just, the only reason they're insulated is because no one's come out and talked to them.
Yeah.
That's all. People aren't strange. They don't want to stab you. These people want to have people to talk to on their street.
You know, I agree with you, Mark. I agree with Mark on this. I know personally, before this all happened, I know my two next door neighbors. I know the neighbor directly across the street, and I know the neighbor two houses down. We talk often. We see each other, and we're very amicable.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors that I just met yesterday are down at the end of the block. People who usually don't get home until 5 or 6 in the evening. I'm home at 4 in the evening, so I'm already going about my business.
How far does one expect? I mean, how far is it expected for people to go out? I mean, should you go all the way down the street and meet people? Should you just go one house down, two houses down? What's the appropriate...
People, as long as you live in the neighborhood and they can ally themselves with you in some way, shape, or form, people are still very tribal. As long as they can ally themselves with you some way, then it doesn't matter at all. Now, I'm not saying that you should go out and knock on every door in your neighborhood or anything like that, but when the opportunity arises, do so.
Thanks for the call, Matt. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Otherwise, the next time you deal with them, it could be a bad situation, and that's not a good place to be coming from.
That's a great point. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. A message from Ron Paul on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We're inviting you to go and dig Free Talk Live. In fact, the comment contest. You know what? I forgot to mention that this week because Johnson forgot to prod me to mention it.
Oh, but it's Johnson's fault now.
Yeah, it's all his fault. It was his idea in the first place. He is offering up a free T-shirt to the person that, I guess, commented the most on the Free Talk Live episodes at dig.freetalklive.com. So I don't know how that contest has come out. We'll have to look to Johnson for the answer on that. Maybe he'll call in here an hour or three or something and announce the winner if it's over now. Maybe over during the show or over at midnight. I'm not sure what his rules were. But it may not be too late if you go now to dig.freetalklive.com and comment like mad. Or no, it wasn't who did the most comments. It was whose comments got the most digs. Because dig, you can either boost or you can give a comment a thumbs up or a thumbs down, depending on what you think about it. So I don't know if it's too late to do that. But dig.freetalklive.com, we want you to go and comment on our shows anyway, because the more comments it has, the more popular the show looks, and therefore more people are likely to look at the show and listen to us. So hope that makes sense. Dig.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the amplifier line, unscreened. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark from Texas.
What's on your mind, Mark?
Hey, I was just wondering if Mark.magazine would be like a gay porn site.
Not unlikely.
No. So Mark, when are you going to stand up and smack it on a microphone for us?
I don't know what that means.
You're sure he wants to smack your... this is the guy that wants you to take your shirt off.
No, not his shirt. I want him to take his pants down.
Oh, no, my goodness. That would be obscene. The FCC could kick us off the airwaves.
Just like Rod
Internet,
Stewart.
Though, come on. I mean, they're just going to hear a thump, thump, thump.
Thanks for
could
the
be
call,
anything.
Mark. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's cool, man. The guy that wants you to take your shirt off, he's an amplifier. How cool is that?
I don't even know what to say to that.
1-800-259-9231.
You know, I might feel better if I was actually getting some of the money, but I'm not.
You're not.
No.
But you are getting the benefits, because the amplifier money goes to get us on more radio stations, and the more radio stations we're on, the more you can charge for your precious commercials.
So by proxy, you're benefiting. In fact, by proxy, you are the prime beneficiary of the Amplifier program because you're getting paid quite well, as a matter of fact.
Pretty good, yeah.
All right.
But, you know, hey, I left a far better paying job for this one, just so you know.
Let's talk to Justin in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Justin in Maryland.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about, you know, no one ever wants to talk about how psychiatry has a history of abuse of human rights and oppression.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Psychiatry,
yes, go ahead.
It has a history of human rights abuses and oppression, and still happens till this day.
Are you a Scientologist?
No.
Just wondering.
I'm not a Scientologist, but I've done the research for myself,
okay?
I've been online, and as a former victim of forced child drugging in public schools, I can tell you that after doing the research for myself, I found that ADD has no validity. I found a lot of things, and the history of psychiatry is full of cases of oppression and human rights abuses.
Now, psychiatry, let me make sure I've got this straight. Psychiatry differs from psychology in that psychology is where you lay down on a couch with a shrink and tell him about your problems, and then he tries to work it through with you, whereas psychiatrists will just prescribe you a bunch of medication.
Not just that. Before they were doing that, they were... And let's talk about involuntary commitment, which is goes against all the laws of due process. I mean, it's so unconstitutional, where you can just be taken up and thrown into a mental institution without any due process, without any court or anything like that, or you can be deprived of your liberty.
Like a Baker Act or something like that?
Yeah, I think I'm against involuntary commitment because it's so unconstitutional.
I think it's awful, personally. I agree with you.
Wouldn't you think that there's instances where people are just so nuts they should be incarcerated, they should be put in a crazy house?
Are they hurting others?
I'm just asking.
Well, you got to look at certain things. I mean, I don't deny people don't have emotional problems, but, you know, I don't think psychiatry helps. They call it mental health, but I call it mental harm because that's all they do. They harm people.
I agree with you that I don't think that you can solve people's mental problems with chemicals. I understand some people have what they claim are chemical imbalances, but we used to have a co-host on this show, Mike. He was with us when we first started Free Talk Live way, way back. And he was on all kinds of these drugs. I don't remember what their names were. One of them started with a D.
That's helpful.
And
it's not just the drugs.
It was an antidepressant drug, and supposedly, right? And
well, of course.
It actually ended up making it so he put on weight, and it gave him sexual dysfunction. So this drug that was supposed to stop him from being depressed actually contributed to even further depression.
Because he's fat and
But it's not just that. In insane asylums, they actually torture people. They call it treatment, but it's just torture. They electroshock people's brains. They cut up people's brains. They want to call it treatment, but it comes down to torture.
Justin, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, I just don't know enough about this issue, and I know that it makes perfectly good sense to me that if somebody's dangerous, certainly they should be locked away. I don't know if they're not dangerous. Should they? How do you deal with these situations? This is, to me, is not an easy question to just jump into. But I do understand his concerns.
Well, if they're hurting other people, then that's reason enough to take them out of society. If they're hurting themselves, well, as bad as that might be, that's their own body, and they should be free to cut it if they want to.
Yeah.
Or whatever crazy things they're doing. Let's continue. Go to Dale in Manchester. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Dale in Manchester, New Hampshire. Dale, going once, going twice. Dale. Let's try Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Tom from Nashville. What that previous caller there was talking about, locking up innocent people in mental institutions, I just want to give him a glimmer of hope and some insight as to what the solution to that is. And it happened on Sunday, April 4th, 2004, in Asheville, North Carolina, when Buncombe County deputies went to serve court papers to have a guy locked up in a mental institution there, and the fellow fought back like a man to defend himself, just like it says on our license plates here in New Hampshire. A Buncombe County deputy got gunned down in the act of his own malicious wrongdoing, trying to take this innocent man off to a mental institution. The fellow supposedly turned the gun on himself, but at least a cop died.
Goodness.
Anyway, what I was thinking of, what the free staters need to do, or somebody needs to do, is
What's
set
that?
Up a medical center, a 24-hour clinic in the town of Pittsburgh, up in the northern end of New Hampshire there, because you'd have a lot of business if you keep the place open 24 hours. Even though it's a very remote area, it's the Canadian border town. So kind of like the shopping mall in South Nashua that's got no sales tax, it's right up along the state line. You'd be attracting tons of patients from the eastern townships area of Quebec who are, you know, for some reason, would not be completely satisfied with the health care that is the world's best health care.
It's certainly true that Canadians are coming down here in droves in order to visit American health care facilities, which aren't even that great themselves, but they're better than Canadian ones. Thanks for the call, Tom. You know, notice how Tom is doing a good job at shifting immediately from his his cop-killing advocacy into another issue, so we don't really comment on it. Look, we need to jump back here.
Right. I meant to ask, Tom, is he in fact a free stater? Because he mentioned free staters.
I don't believe
no,
so.
No, he's not. So, you know, I mean,
he's a local eccentric.
Right. And, you know, I understand what his position is, and his position is that the cops are the front line in this war on our freedoms, so therefore, you know, we're at war and shoot the guys in the front line. I think that really
this doesn't work, though.
Getting the generals, and I don't mean shooting them, I mean, you know, unseating the generals from their positions of power, as difficult as it might be, it can be done through education and through the ballot box.
And the fact is, there are cops out there that are doing that educating job. The great gentlemen who are, and I'm sure some ladies as well, that are involved in law enforcement against prohibition. You go to leap.cc and you're going to see all kinds of former police officers and some current police officers that have decided that the war on drugs is an awful idea. And they're getting out there. They're going to police conventions where a bunch of police get together and they, you know, have a good time with each other. They're setting up tables there that are giving the police, you know, quizzes and asking them about the war on drugs and how they feel about the war on drugs, and they're helping spread this idea that this war on drugs is awful and it's time to stop. It's time to put a stop to it.
And the only winners in the war on drugs are bureaucrats, so, you know, that's not helping the American people.
Right. And, you know, the fact is there are some cops out there that feel as though their hands are tied by the system. They want to make a difference. They want to do things differently. But they also feel like they have to do their job or else they're going to be fired. So, I mean, I understand it's not a job that you can really have principles. You can really sort of adhere to your principles with very effectively. But believe it or not, there are some cops in on different forces that are very libertarian minded. And if you just start smoking cops, inevitably you're going to get some of the good guys.
Yeah, doesn't that stink?
Right, and of course, the other factor is, as soon as you kill a cop, you might as well turn the gun on yourself. Because they're going to get you. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.